Hey guys, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here just to let you know, if you are listening to this and you don't currently subscribe to this podcast, you should. So wherever you're listening from, click subscribe. And also, if you don't get our daily emails, that's a big mistake. So go to hungry-girl.com to sign up for our free daily emails. And if you're bored every other Thursday night, I have a live show on Amazon. So you can go to hungry-girl.com/Amazon Live. Thanks. Hope you love the episode. Hungry Girl. Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with Jamie and Mikey at Hungryland. Hey guys.
Hi.
Howdy.
How are you?
Excellent.
It's good. Well,
for us, it's the first day of spring.
It is.
Yeah, but this is...
Why am I dressed for winter?
I don't know. But this is probably like the 12th day of spring, according to when this drops.
So when this drops, right, there will have been... two new more episodes of White Lotus?
Probably. Yeah.
Oh boy, oh boy. We could have a whole White Lotus recap episode to talk about that. I'm so glad you finally caught up.
I am caught up. Are there White Lotus foods? Is there any way we can tie it in?
Tie it in,
you get it?
Yeah.
Because
Thai food.
Oh, we could do Thai food.
Yeah, we do Thai food every Sunday night when we watch it.
Or foods from Taiwan.
Oh yeah.
That was hilarious.
But no, it's not. Starting with a T, it's Target.
Yeah. Yay.
Today is a Target haul. I am so excited because driving in, I was thinking, we're trying food from Sam's Club, which is not bad, but Target to me is more exciting. And then I see it's a snack haul.
Yeah.
So it's a Target snack haul.
I think this was a joint haul because I started out, I love this type of haul. I just went on the Target website and was like playing around and looking for things. And then I think, did you also go? Oh, this is all me.
Jamie.
All right. Yeah. So I'm responsible.
It's a Jamie haul?
It's all Jamie. I did nothing. This is the best haul ever because I didn't have to do a thing. I didn't have to cook anything. Didn't have to shop. It was great.
Wow.
And we are heavy on the private label. So like the Good and Gather, the private label Target brands, which tend to be less expensive.
That's great. This
is going to be a very budget friendly haul.
That's amazing. And I love their brands. Mm-hmm. I love Good and
really
Gather.
Really good.
Yeah. Love it. What's the other one?
Favorite Day.
Right.
And they have
almost said Great Value. That's Walmart.
Yeah. There's another one. I can't remember what it's called.
Mm-mm, I can't. We'll see.
Oh, Simple.
I mean, I know they have Threshold for their
we'll
sheets.
We'll see if it turns
out. Towels, but I can't remember the other
name. We're not trying sheets and towels today, I hope. Please tell me. All right, well, do we have any news?
We do. Breaking news. All right, who wants pizza ramen?
Me.
Abby.
Well, now you can because Totino's just came out with it. The ramen comes with the tomato sauce and cheese. And then if you wanted the pepperoni one, there's a pepperoni. I think there might be a couple other more that I couldn't find info on, but I'm pretty sure there's more. Now they are available wherever you get Totino's. So if Totino's pizza rolls are at your store, most likely the ramen's there. I couldn't find it at any of our stores, so maybe it's like not on the West Coast yet.
It's a fever dream.
Yeah, exactly. But once we do, you know, Lisa will be trying it on a video.
Oh, somewhere. Wow. So this is not soup?
Mm-mm. It looks more like ramen-style noodles.
What a good idea. Do we have like a pizza noodle recipe?
I was just thinking because yesterday you made the Go Skinny 10-calorie noodles with cheddar cheese powder.
Mm-hmm.
If you added Italian seasoning and some chopped pepperoni, boom, pizza noodles.
Yeah. I mean, I would even use different cheeses.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I would go for more like pizza cheeses.
Oh, like mozzarella
or ricotta. That sounds
so... I like where this is going.
I want that for lunch.
We should have a noodle day where we just like have all the ingredients and all the noodles.
Dude, we're going to have a noodle week when we're in Italy.
I ordered ramen in the other night for dinner.
Really?
Actually.
Was it yummy?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. They delivered it with like all the different parts. So you assembled it yourself.
Nice.
So you could put as many noodles as you want. That's cool. I actually mixed my own broth with the ramen broth. Anyway, I was like a whole scientist.
Yummo.
All right. Well, we got to look out for the Totino's.
Yeah.
And this is also a cool one. Jones Soda, which I love, has come out with a zero sugar variety. The first one they're releasing is going to be their cola flavor. And then later in the year, they're going to release root beer and Dr. Jones, which is, I believe, their Dr. Pepper knockoff. It is sweetened with sucralose. So if you're sensitive to that, you probably don't want this. And it's available, it says, in 10,000 stores nationwide. So I'm sure we'll find it somewhere.
This news is weird to me.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
First of all, I thought, well, a couple things. Yeah, I bet you do. First of all, I did think Jones Soda already had a zero sugar.
I bet it used to be Diet, and now they're rebranding it as zero sugar. That's my guess.
When I went to their website, I found this, which is in bottles, and then I did find, which it was very confusing to me, I did find a Diet Soda, like Jamie was saying, that was from in the past.
Yeah, they're rebranding it.
Okay. Well, then the second thing that's weird is that it is using sucralose, which is not common at all in soda. Like, you barely can find it in soda, and I don't really like it. And for whatever reason, like, Jones always felt like it was a little healthier. I don't know why.
Yeah. That was cane sugar. They really boasted that they were made with cane sugar.
Yeah. So then, it's not my imagination. Anyway, I don't know.
They do have a prebiotic soda, kind of like a poppy, but I don't know how healthy it is or what it's made with.
I'm not so excited about this. It's okay.
By the way, did you hear about the big poppy news?
Oh, but it was sold for like $900 billion.
To Pepsi. I can't believe it. I'm a little upset about that.
Well, doesn't Pepsi own everything?
Them and Coke, yeah.
Are they going to call it Popsy?
They should. I love it.
Anyways, that's all the news I got.
All right. So are we ready to dive in?
Let's
What?
Oh. No.
What are we talking about?
I have news. You have news.
The book?
The book! Oh! It's out. It's on shelves everywhere. The Hungry Girl Sheet Pan Cookbook.
That's exciting. And did you see me on Good Morning America?
I did.
Now watch. We're going to have to cut this out because there's a big storm and the segment gets cut. Blah, blah, blah.
Super exciting. Anyway, yeah. That book, by the way, is available on Amazon, wherever books are sold, online retailers, physical retailers. And there's a spiral bound edition. So you can check that out.
Exciting. And even the regular edition lays down flat.
Yeah.
Flat as a board.
Flat. Yep. So your recipes don't close on you. They don't pop closed. See, the theme is pop today. All right, now are we ready to try things?
Let's pop to it.
Ah, what was that noise? All right, first up we have Good and Gather Turkey Jerky and Teriyaki. Wait, is this like a new thing? Or is this just like a plain old turkey jerky?
So part of this haul is that we're looking for things that, again, are store branded, so they're a little less expensive. And let's see if they are good enough. So the first few are little standard types of items.
Nice.
Jimmy, you and I will split this massive piece.
Oh my goodness.
That is massive.
That
looks like, smells good.
This is a interesting looking jerky.
Looks good.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh,
soft.
That's really good. You know, I'm glad we're doing this because I sort of discount with all the new jerkies. You discount like
classics.
I'm like just like the,
can I see the, bag?
The store versions.
This is really yummy. Premium turkey breast. Mm. No nitrates. No artificial ingredients.
This is amazing. This is like the best
really
sweet.
Good.
Turkey jerky ever.
See?
It's so soft. I can't believe how soft it is.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's incredible. Really yummy. It has, 1 ounce has 80 calories, 1 gram of fat, 10 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. It's Good and Gather Turkey Jerky and Teriyaki. And I believe everything featured here today is shelf stable and a Target exclusive. But you can get it online. All of these I got online. So, you know, when we link you, when you go to hungrygirl.com/foodcast, you can just like add to cart, and then pick it up or have it shipped to you.
I actually saved the box over here because I thought maybe Lisa could fit in there.
What?
It is a Lisa-sized box.
My goodness. You flatter me.
I knew you were going to say those exact words.
I don't think I can fit in that box, but
that was really yummy.
Yum. Oh, Good and Gather. Good and Gather beef jerky in teriyaki.
Same thing, but in beef.
This is exciting. I even like beef jerky more than turkey jerky.
Oh, no.
I don't know. That turkey jerky was really good. The stats are pretty much the same. It has a little less sodium and a tiny bit, 1 gram less protein, but the same 3 Weight Watcher points. Again, this is premium beef. No nitrates or nitrates.
I touched a lot of it.
Oh, no.
So I pulled it out. I didn't. I only took out what I touched.
It's a pretty color.
This is so delicious.
It's different, though, than the previous one. To me, and it might have just been my bite, this is not soft like the other one. This is firm jerky.
No, this one's
yours
super
is soft. Maybe I got
It's soft for beef jerky.
Oh, mine was hard.
This is really soft. Maybe you got a
hard piece.
Yeah. You got a bone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, my God.
I could barely bite into it.
Yeah, look at that.
Toothsome.
I guess it's like when you get a steak. Some parts of the steak are really soft and some aren't.
But the flavor is there. Really good.
Very sweet. Very yummy.
But delish. I think the turkey was better.
I do too.
I agree.
But I would eat either one.
I agree with that as well. It's just a little, I think the beef one is a little sweeter too.
Yeah.
beef, I mean, jerky and meat sticks are like my favorite on the go snack. Like that is the definition of an emergency snack. When you need a little hunger buster and you have, I mean, 10 grams of protein just in your purse. Amazing.
I could not agree more. I love it. I love how popular it is. Like I always like them. Mm-hmm. And even when I was a child, like I would be the kid that liked Slim Jims embarrassingly. So I'm glad jerky's popular now.
Do you know what I used to get when I was a kid? We used to, my grandpa had a motorhome and we'd go a lot of like long road trips on, in the motorhome. And we'd stop off at a lot of like, you know, Indian reservations.
I'm just going to talk about that.
And the can of shaved beef jerky.
Oh, like the bit long?
Yeah, it's like very, it's like not even, no, it's like almost like powder. You never got that? Oh my God.
I don't know even what are you both talking about?
Okay. So I'm thinking of when you drive, when you take the drive to Vegas, there's like right before you enter Vegas, there's this like Indian reservation convenience store and they have the most massive display of different types of jerky. So it'll be like mango jerky.
Yeah. That's
and
in
this
Baker.
Jerky.
Not that. This is like, it was in a tin, a little tin. And it was like, it almost was like chewing tobacco, but it was jerky, but it was like beef.
Please find this.
Yeah. We gotta
Jamie
find
scour
it.
It's a real thing.
What's
I know
it
I
called?
Had it.
It's shaved jerky.
Maybe.
Weird.
Oh, look at that. It is like a powder.
Yeah. That's
jerky
it.
Chew.
That's so weird.
Yeah. So good.
Wait, you should get that.
If I can find it. Oh, I have to go on a road trip.
Wait, this is interesting too. Jerky crisps. These are like
what?
Shaped like chips.
Like brownie crisps?
I mean, I think this. Wow. Okay.
Wait,
we might have to have a whole jerky episode.
Seriously. Let's do it. Okay, next we have another Good & Gather product. It's Good & Gather oven-baked Parmesan cheese crisps with everything seasoning. That sounds fun. I would put the jerky on those.
Sorry. Wrong one.
So are these like little round crackers?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's fully made of cheese. It's just like cheese with everything bagel seasoning. You want to?
They're like quarter size.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Oh, they're so cute.
You can just, well.
You could throw one on there.
I'm going to, the turkey's going to end up on there.
That's okay. This is fun. That's good. Thank
you.
Can you take some of that cheese. Cute. These are little like pucks.
Wow.
I mean, it's crispy cheese.
That is amazing.
Delish.
It's like it's like sharp cheddar. Not sharp cheddar, sharp Parmesan.
Yeah. It's sharp cheese.
Mmm.
Delish.
And this is another high protein snack. So even though it kind of eats like a chip, you get 20 crisps. For 160 calories, 11 grams of fat, 13 grams of protein, 6 Weight Watcher points. It's Good & Gather oven-baked Parmesan cheese crisps with everything seasoning. Great option for keto low-carbers.
Yeah, it tastes very salty. Is there a lot of sodium?
No, I mean, 320. I don't think that's a lot.
That's not bad. Mm-mm. Wow. And then a whole bag is 330 calories?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah, we
love
could
it.
Eat this whole bag in one sitting.
I know, I could.
You'd be very full, though, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Good.
Got a cheese.
It's like a mini meal. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, we have Good & Gather Everything Seasoned Flatbread Crackers. They were like, we got a big bottle of everything seasoning. Yeah. Let's just use it on everything.
Tis the season.
And take a full crisp because you're going to want part of it for the next item.
Okay.
The next item up for bid.
The next item. So these are flatbread crackers. Oops, yours
Mine broke.
That's okay.
Oh, so did
Jamie's. Mine too.
Jamie's broke. I'm going to see if mine's going to break.
It looks more, I see mostly sesame on top. I see mostly sesame, a tiny bit of poppy seeds.
It's broken.
And one caraway seed.
I don't know where the other side of mine is, but I'm grabbing another. Oh, of course that one's a full one. That's so funny. Whoa. Yeah, you're right though. Caraway has no place in
everything
bagel seasoning.
Yeah, that's not something you see.
No, that is terrible. What do they do? Just take the leftover seasoning? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's good, but it's not everything bagel.
No.
Do you know what?
It's just like a yummy, salty, savory flatbread.
Do you know what it tastes like to me?
What?
Matzah.
Oh,
it's
a little matzah.
Tastes like matzah.
Which we're about to have matzah season a couple weeks away.
Yeah, and not that this has a lot of caraway, but caraway tends to take over the flavor of everything.
This is true. But these are great because these are like flatbread style, so they're pretty large. And you get 3 crackers for 150 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein. It's 5 Weight Watcher points. Good & Gather, everything seasoned. It's like some things seasoned flatbread crackers.
I actually like it. I had another bite of it. I liked it.
Me too.
Yeah, it's not bad. And it's nice. A nice amount of protein for a cracker.
Yeah.
Okay. Not bad. Maybe just misnamed.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Good and Gather Guajillo Salsa Cremosa. Wow. What is that? Like a dip? Like a creamy salsa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Comes in a jar just like the salsas. You'd probably find it with the salsas.
Yep.
Like, what are the stats like?
Should I pop it real quick?
Pop it.
Nice.
Yeah.
2 tablespoons, 60 calories, 5 grams of fat.
I'm just going to dip mine.
2 Weight Watcher points. This is a medium heat item made with guajillo and chipotle peppers.
Do you want to take that one, actually?
Does not, for a creamy item, does not appear to have any dairy in it.
Oh, what makes it creamy? Nice observation, Jamie.
Well, no, that's all Dana. She says maybe from the oil and modified food starch. She said she recently had a creamy salsa with olive oil, so that's why she's thinking.
Oh.
You know, it does taste like, it smells like cumin. I have not tasted it yet. Oh, I'm making a big, giant mess. Let me try this.
The flatbread might be the wrong vehicle.
Maybe. I like it. Tastes like enchilada sauce.
I love it. I think there's so much you could do with this.
Yeah.
I know you would say like over a chicken breast, right? That's like a great.
Yeah. I'd put it in tuna. Like I'd put it in anything.
Yes. Wow. I think if you mixed this with Greek yogurt and made a dip, I want to turn it into a salad dressing, but I can't decide what I want to thin it out with.
Jerky and it's really good.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Put it on the turkey jerky.
Lisa, how would I make this a dressing? Just water?
Because
I really like the flavor, but it's pretty hot.
Wow.
It is hot. I mean, you could try it with like a couple of tablespoons of like a nut milk or something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's meant to be creamy.
Well, or like teaspoons, I mean.
Yeah,
like
a very tiny bit. All right, we're going to
play. Water might water it down. But also, it would be good with yogurt as a salad dressing. Or even like I don't know, but you know what? This would be really good with cottage cheese. Oh. Like mixing it in cottage cheese as like to make a toast or something.
Wowza. I'm really enjoying it.
Did you try it with the jerky?
Yeah, it was amazing. I like the enchilada idea because you could shred some chicken, pour the sauce on there, a little sour
burrito.
Cream.
You know what I want this with?
What?
Those corn walking tamales.
Oh, wow.
Your
head would explode. That would be so good.
I'm taking that home.
I fear for your head. Oh, that was super
I ordered those
yummy.
Tamales.
You did.
They showed up.
They walked to your house?
They walked right to my house.
I did see a sale for the tamales.
You did?
Yeah. So that was probably you.
That was me.
That was you.
That's so funny. Good and Gather Guajillo Salsa Cremoso. Dana did not spot it on the website, but that's where I ordered it. So maybe it was like out of stock. Maybe it came and went. But look for it, people. Guajillo. Make a trip. Make a date. Go to Target.
Yeah. And it says medium heat and it's a little spicy.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Medium
little
plus.
Yeah.
Medium plus. Yes.
Okay. Next we have Good and Gather Cranberry Pumpkin Seed Artisanal Crisps. Cranberry. Now, I knew somebody that called it cranberry.
I had thought we had tried these before, but I believe I looked on our site. I couldn't find it. So I think we actually had tried a version of similar to this with Aldi. I think Aldi has a crisp like this.
And so does Trader Joe's, actually.
Mm-hmm. This feels off-season, cranberry and pumpkin seed. Don't you usually see that a lot in fall?
Very off-season.
But
are these super new or very old?
We don't know. I didn't discriminate when I ordered.
Who cares?
New to us.
Mm-hmm. Only I could open them.
These are like how would you describe this type of crisp?
Like a Melba toast?
Yes, it is Melba-y. Oh, it looks so good. Look how well distributed all of those items are.
Oh, mine is stuck. Ah, look at that.
I'm so interested in what was it about that one as opposed to the three in front of it?
That's me. if you put a plate of food or a pizza in front of me, I will zero in on one piece and I must have that piece.
That's so funny.
I'm weird. This is really, really yummy.
Yeah, super good. Mm. Those are flax seeds if you're wondering what that other seed is.
Taste healthy and delicious. Mm-hmm.
It's made with Greek yogurt.
This is excellent.
With grape yogurt?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that.
Yeah.
Grape yogurt?
Greek.
Oh.
Greek, yeah.
I thought you said grape. I'm like, grape yogurt.
This is sweeter than I expected, like desserty. Mm-hmm. It's almost cookie-like, like it gingerbread cookie-like.
But it would really be good with some whipped cream cheese.
Oh, yeah. Or some Laughing Cow.
Or that that cheese that has like the blueberry inside
of it. Oh, the goat cheese.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. This has charcuterie board written all over it.
They're delish.
Yeah, you get 3 of those for 70 calories. How big are they? They're like half a slice of bread?
I think a little smaller.
A little smaller.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 3 crisps for 70 calories, 2 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein, 3 Weight Watcher points. It's good and gather cranberry pumpkin seed artisanal. I love that word. Crisps.
Mm-hmm. Love.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we have another Good and Gather product. Good and Gather organic white cheddar baked corn puffs. So are these like individually bagged? What a giant, what a fun thing.
You want to take a picture with the bag?
Yeah. Kind okay.
Of, I feel like that's kind
this
of
bag a, is tremendous.
Yeah. But guess how much that bag was?
$3.
$5.99.
What? Really?
I mean, that's a great deal.
That is a great deal. This bag looks so big. How many bags are in here?
There's 12 because they're puffy. So it looks like a big bag. I was just asking Lisa for selfie tips before this episode. She takes a mean selfie.
A mean selfie. It's all about the angle.
Yeah. I'm excited to try these because they do come in those individual bags with about 20 pieces per bag, 70 calories.
Should we count them?
4 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points.
You said there's 20 in here.
Yeah.
Oh, not each bag. You mean-
about 20.
Hmm.
Oh, we're each getting our own bag?
Yes.
I'll just have some of yours, Mike.
Wow. I am in love. They're like mild cheese doodles.
Oh, those are great.
So I don't satisfying.
Know what it, you know, I love stuff like this. There's a Trader Joe's product like this, but this is so addictive. I'd probably eat all 12 of those bags.
No.
Uh-huh.
All right, maybe.
So what's 12 times 70?
A lot.
Was that like 600? No. No, it's more than that. It's 840.
I'm really in love with this.
Right? Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to say.
Lisa's having a moment.
I am. Those are really, really good.
Yeah.
And they're organic.
Dip it in that guajillo sauce.
I was thinking the same thing.
I think that there's not a thing here so far that wouldn't taste good in that sauce.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But good. Better alone, but still great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sauce is top notch.
Yep. Good and Gather organic white cheddar baked corn puffs.
You know, I think Jamie's trying to take my job.
Next up, I'll be editing the podcast.
Like, there hasn't been one bad item. And
don't jinx me. We still got a few more to go.
Yeah, we've got a lot left. Like this one, which I know is going to be good. Look at this. Good and Gather hot honey cashews.
I have to tell you, so we have a little group chain where it's like our Spotted on Shelves chain where the staff shares food finds. And let me tell you what the last two things in here were.
Wait, am I on that?
I think so. It's the food finds on Instagram.
Oh.
It's our food finds.
Oh.
Are you not on this?
I don't think so.
What the heck? We have a private.
Will you put me on
that? Oh, my goodness. All right. So the last couple things are emerald hot honey cashews and then blue diamond Mike's hot honey almonds.
Did you say Lou Diamond?
Yes.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
I'm gonna do that
Wait,
joke
will you
every
put me
time.
On that?
I feel so embarrassed.
Well, it's on Instagram. It's probably because it probably comes from Hungry Girl. And that's the only thing I use on Instagram is Hungry Girl.
So
maybe I should. I don't know.
Well, there you've been some. Added.
These are good.
Wait, is this it here?
Doesn't taste like hot honey, does it?
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe a little.
I don't get the heat at all.
I don't get a lot of heat either.
There's a little heat.
There's a hot honey trend that I don't know if you saw, but I'm tempted to make it. It seems a little weird. It's a taco meat. You make like a plate and it's taco meat, sweet potatoes, cottage cheese, and avocado with hot honey all over it.
What? Oh,
wow. Everyone on TikTok is eating it.
What?
Say it again.
It's taco meat that you make, a pile of cottage cheese, a pile of cooked sweet potatoes, like cubed potatoes, and chopped up avocado with hot honey all over it.
Fascinating. That's a very Mike meal.
It seems like high protein, but also like not low calorie.
Yeah. No.
I would go without the cottage cheese. I don't need cottage cheese in
my
meat.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I really like that cashew. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's really nice.
Good. 1 ounce, about 18 pieces, 170 calories, 12 grams of fat, 5 grams of protein, 6 Weight Watcher points. It's the Good and Gather hot honey cashews.
You know I'm a purist.
Yeah, you like the only $4 for this. I'm telling you, the name brand versions are probably like $6.99.
The heat is sneaking up on me.
Yeah, same.
Interesting. Oh, I just said I was a purist. Then there's another flavor.
Sorry
nut.
About that.
No, it's
but
okay.
This
I mean,
looks
I like them.
A very Lisa.
It does.
Friendly nut.
It's a Lisa friendly nut. Good and Gather.
I think we are Lisa friendly nuts.
Both of you, all of you. Good and Gather glazed donut almonds. Wow, I wonder if they taste like donuts.
snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Let me sniff.
Smell like donuts.
Ooh. Oh, wait. This smells like a bakery.
Yeah.
Forget about a donut. It smells like the whole bakery. Oh my gosh, that's a donut. This tastes just like a donut.
That's so bizarre.
It does, but this one is almost like candy coated. I like when it's flavor dusted. This is more of like a candy coated nut.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But I'm not upset about it.
No. That's excellent.
I love
if you like donuts. Wow.
I love when I get Dana's internal monologue, like riffing in the notes. So she's like, it's weird to measure whole almonds in tablespoons. No. Why can't we get pieces like on the cashews? And she's referencing the fact that a serving is 3 tablespoons, 150 calories, 11 grams of fat, 4 grams of protein, 6 Weight Watcher points. I
agree
concur.
With Dana. Yeah,
maybe almonds are notoriously never the same size, right? Whereas like cashews are... Like maybe there's some science behind that. Like cashews are always the same size. I don't know.
Maybe. Don't
know. We need a nutologist to...
A nutologist. Mm-hmm. There must be a name. I don't know. These are a little too sweet for me.
Yeah, me too. It's the glazed donut almonds.
Yeah, I already feel a sugar rush from them. Oof. How much sugar?
9 grams.
Mm.
But wait,
how much sugar
more.
In the other one?
The hot honey had 5.
Oh my gosh. More nuts.
More nuts.
Good and Gather thinly dipped dark chocolate almonds. These are dusted with cocoa, so these are more up Jamie's alley.
And I would love to say that we're done with nuts after this, but we're actually
what?
Not.
Oh, what? Man. Well, no, not straight up nuts.
Well, not straight up nuts.
Straight up nuts. That sounds like a good name for a podcast.
Yeah, this is my take.
Straight up nuts. So this is like a skinny dip situation.
Yeah.
It looks like it's dusted and dipped.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What was that about?
I don't like candy coating, and that's like a candy coating. It's just me. Most people love this. I like my nuts dusted with flavor. This is dunked.
It's dipped and dusted.
Yeah.
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 A lot of people will love this.
I like them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of nuts here.
Dana goes on. See, these almonds get measured properly.
Dana's just having a fun time on her own over there.
24 pieces, 180 calories, 15 grams of fat, 5 grams of protein, 6 Weight Watcher points. It's the thinly dipped dark chocolate almonds. I mean, these are a skinny dip dupe. Right.
Yeah. I like skinny dipped more.
Yeah. And I mean, they boast 35% less sugar than regular chocolate covered almonds. And that's because it's thin.
Right. So it's lightly dipped and then lightly dusted.
I would have to say that of all the brands that have come out with like dusted almonds, like skinny dip, they have perfected it. Like the other ones are decent.
Yeah, I think they were. Weren't they first?
Yeah, I think so.
First and best.
But like a few weeks ago, we had the Blue Diamond ones and they were okay. But not like,
just okay.
That was good.
Oh, more nuts.
No, I actually, there are no nuts in this, but I thought there were, yeah.
Favorite day Galaxy Adventure snack mix.
Wait until you hear what's in this. Ready?
Yes, it's an adventure.
Pretzels. All right, now all of these adjectives belong to one product, one item. Cake, batter, flavored, glittered, confection, puffy, stars.
What?
Wait, and that's not all. Then we get blue cake flavored cookies. Strawberry flavored confection drops and cotton candy and lemon flavored fizzy clusters.
What?
When you open it, you're gonna get a rush of smell. Flavor
Wait,
smells.
I have a feeling it's gonna be like Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
I wanna bite these. Hold on.
Yeah, they were hard to open.
There's a little opening. Wait a minute. I don't even understand.
Thankfully these come in single serving packages.
Oh.
You don't like the smell?
It smells like blue raspberry.
Yeah.
All right, I just had a bite of a blue
cake flavored cookie.
Mm-hmm. But aren't there two blue things?
Mm.
A strawberry chocolate chip.
Oh, that's good.
What about, do you get the puffy stars? Is it glittery?
Uh-huh. Sprinkly.
I had a pretzel.
How about a cotton candy and lemon flavored fizzy cluster? This is so Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Wait, I didn't find one of those. Kids would love this.
Mm.
Like, my favorite thing is the pretzel.
I like
calories in this bag.
The stars.
So each of these 1 ounce bags has 130 calories, 5 grams of fat, 11 grams of sugar, if you're wondering, 1 gram of protein, 8 Weight Watcher points. Probably not for the points counters.
No. And
I just got a whiff.
Yeah, sniff this. Definitely for kids. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not really a snack. Like, I like kid snacks, but this is not a kid snack that I would partake in.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're pretty. Wow, what a fun. I give them like an A. Not a C for creativity. Very creative. And I do like those strawberry chocolate chip things.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, another Favorite Day product. Favorite Day mini white fudge dipped sandwich cookies with sprinkles.
Oh, look how pretty.
I got a double one.
Yeah,
wow.
That's gotta be
we'll
good
share
luck.
That, you guys.
It looks like a contact lens case, doesn't it?
That's exactly what it looks like. That is so funny, Jamie. It looks like a contact lens case. Wow, look at this.
It's almost like an animal cracker, but like...
Yes.
Wow. Like a creamy... like, yeah.
Very generously coated.
So, is it a cream-filled cookie in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
Mmm, tastes like a Snickerdoodle.
Okay, $3.39 really for that bag. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cream-filled cookie dunked in this white fudge and then sprinkled with sprinkles.
It's pretty good.
It is good. I would never eat these. It's good, though. If it's like sitting there and you're like, if someone's like, taste this, I'd taste it. And I'd be like, yummy. But so sweet, but beautiful.
So I started off strong. Mike, you jinxed me.
Well, you did what I did. You saved the sweet for last.
Yeah.
Could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's good.
That's everything?
That's everything.
What?
Yeah, we are.
Are you disappointed?
No, I just didn't really. Usually, like, I make a big deal when we get to the end. I'm like, oh, and it's our last product. I screwed up. But no, these were delicious.
Yeah.
Lots of snacks. I'm going to like probably pass out. From, like,
I know I'm feeling
should probably
rush.
Have a rate then before she passes out.
All right, you ready? Starting things off with Good & Gather turkey jerky and teriyaki.
Oh, do I have to rate these separately? Okay, I'll do it.
Together.
That gets a 10.
Oh, wow.
That's out of the gate. Yeah. Great jerky. I'm going to have more.
How about the beef version?
9.
Nice. Still I'd agree with both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Next up. The oven-baked Parmesan cheese crisps with everything seasoning.
Yummy. 8.5. Very good.
Nice.
Then we tried the everything seasoned flatbread crackers.
You know, I think those were pretty solid. And considering you get 3 for $1.50, I would say 8.
Nice.
Right on. Next up, Good & Gather Guajillo Salsa Cremoso.
10.
Yeah.
That is yum. Like, love it so much.
Next up, the cranberry pumpkin seed artisanal crisps.
Those are a solid 8.
Nice.
All right.
We are in the charcuterie board season. Spring has sprung.
We'll grab those.
Then we tried the Good & Gather organic white cheddar baked corn puffs.
9.5.
Nice.
These are so good. Just like classic, but delish.
Yeah.
Next on the list, we got nutty with Good & Gather hot honey cashews.
I'm going to give those an 8. If you like flavored cashews, you will like them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of the Good & Gather glazed donut almonds?
For me, those were just a 7, I would say. They're just a little too sweet and candy-like, as Jamie said.
Thoughts on the thinly dipped dark chocolate almonds?
Solid 8.
All right. Those are yummy. All right. The penultimate item, we tried the Favorite Day Galaxy Adventure Snack Mix.
I'm going to give those guys a 7. I mean, they are pretty. I do like blue items, but it's not really for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not the target audience either.
Isn't everyone the target audience for Target?
At Target.
All right. Last on the list, Favorite Day mini white fudge dipped sandwich cookies with sprinkles.
7.5.
All right.
Nice.
7.5. This was good. This was a solid snack haul.
Yeah, I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
10 out of 10 would snack again.
And you found these all online?
Yes.
You didn't even go to the Target store?
Nope. But wow. I specifically looked to see that like almost all of these items are available in store and you can have them shipped. And I've learned,
Or delivered.
Yeah. Yeah. Or delivered. Yeah. So there's really so many options and no excuses.
Well, I mean, if you ship it, it's delivered. But they do same day delivery.
Yeah.
Which
exactly.
is nice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Actually, Target, I didn't know this. Target has almost like how Amazon does it. If you sign up for their, I forgot what it's called, maybe the circle.
I'm in that.
Yeah, program. It's like $99 a year, and then you get free delivery on every order over $35. Mm-hmm. So you have to spend $35 or more to get the free delivery, but it's not that expensive if you don't do $35 or more. You know, more.
I know. I am finding myself always saying, well, what do I need more toilet paper? What do I need? Oh, yeah. I'm always trying to get to that.
And that's the whole point of it, probably. They know.
Absolutely.
That's how they're going to get people to spend more.
Well, it works.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, why don't we give away a copy of the new cookbook?
All right.
Very exciting.
We can.
All right.
What do they have to do for us?
They should give us some of their suggestions for Target items for the next time we do a Target haul.
Okay.
Or suggestions for the next Hungry Girl book.
Yeah.
Ooh,
either way.
That's a good
either
one.
Yeah.
Because we are running out of book ideas.
No.
Okay. Maybe we're not. But we have a lot of books.
We still have the peanut butter book on the table.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. Do we? Is it? I was joking, but is there really a peanut butter, Hungry Girl peanut butter lovers cookbook?
If we start getting narrow, that would be high up on the list. But
it'll be a mini book, a booklet. Is that what they call it?
A booklet. Mm-hmm. So what do they have to do?
They have to text Mikey with either something they love to get at Target or an idea for the next Hungry Girl cookbook.
Yeah, 805-380-8075.
Do it, do it, do it. Yeah. And we're giving away only one book?
Yeah.
We'll give away one book. We can give away other prizes too.
Yeah.
So just text Mikey.
Yeah.
Say hi.
805-380-8075.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will be back very soon. And by very soon, I mean 2 weeks. So we'll see you then. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.